Chapter 6. In Xanadu did Kublai Khan a stately pleasure dome decree. The reader clearly belonged to the school of thought which holds that a sense of the seriousness or greatness of a poem is best imparted by reading it in a silly voice. He soared and swooped at the words until they seemed to duck and run for cover. Where Alph, the sacred river, ran through caverns measureless to man, down to a sunless sea. Richard relaxed back into his seat. The words were very, very familiar to him, as they could not help but be to any English graduate of St. Sed's College, and they settled easily into his mind. The association of the college with Coleridge was taken very seriously indeed, despite the man's well-known predilection for certain recreational pharmaceuticals, under the influence of which this, his greatest work, was composed in a dream. The entire manuscript was lodged in the safekeeping of the college library, and it was from this itself, on the regular occasion of the Coleridge dinner, that the poem was read. So twice 5 miles of fertile ground, with walls and towers, were girdled round. And there were gardens bright with sinuous rills, where blossomed many an incense-bearing tree. And here were forests ancient as the hills, enfolding sunny spots of greenery. Richard wondered how long it took. He glanced sideways at his former director of studies and was disturbed by the sturdy purposefulness of his reading posture. The sing-song voice irritated him at first, but after a while it began to lull him instead, and he watched a rivulet of wax seeping over the edge of a candle that was burning low now and throwing a guttering light over the carnage of dinner. But oh, that deep romantic chasm which slanted down the green hill athwart a cedarn cover! A savage place as holy and enchanted as e'er beneath a waning moon was haunted by a woman wailing for her demon lover. The small quantities of claret that he had allowed himself during the course of the meal seeped warmly through his veins, and soon his own mind began to wander, and provoked by Ridge's question earlier in the meal, he wondered what had lately become of his former... Was friend the word? He seemed more like a succession of extraordinary events than a person. The idea of him actually having friends as such seemed not so much unlikely, more a sort of mismatching of concepts, like the idea of the Suez Crisis popping out for a bun. Svad Chely, popularly known as Dirk, though again popular was hardly right, notorious certainly, sought after, endlessly speculated about, those two were true, but popular only in the sense that a serious accident on the motorway might be popular. Everyone slows down to have a good look, but no one will get too close to the flames. Infamous was more like it. Svad Chely, infamously known as Dirk. He was rounder than the average undergraduate and wore more hats. That is to say, there was just the one hat which he habitually wore, but he wore it with a passion that was rare in one so young. The hat was dark red and round, with a very flat brim, and it appeared to move as if balanced on gimbals, which ensured its perfect horizontality at all times, however its owner moved his head.